Rebecca Ross, who's the senior economist for the Michigan House Fiscal Agency. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the program. Now, last week we had the senior economist for the Senate Fiscal Agency. If I got to pick one or the other to decide whose numbers are the best, where do I go?
Well, we have to see how that plays out in the next couple of years.
All right. Well, tell us from the numbers that you have gathered, and I noticed that you've projected them for the next several years. Tell us what you learned.
Well, after the Great Recession, we, state of Michigan, we lost probably about 314,000 jobs during that period. Actually, about 400,000. Misspoke, but we have increased jobs in the last couple of years by about 130,000, and we're projecting increases in the next 3 years as well.
So that means that obviously, much like we expect to get $300 million in additional revenue this year, we could see the same for the next couple.
Our baseline revenue growth, which is revenue growth due to the economy, economic changes, and economic growth, we are expecting it to increase over the next three years as well.
All right.
And, you know, much of that is due to the improvement in motor vehicle sales. For 2012, we are expecting about 14.5 million units to be sold, which is the highest level in 5 years.
All right, so we have more people working in the state of Michigan in the last couple of years, and we're selling more cars, which is bringing additional revenue to the state. What else has helped us gain this $300 million?
That would be the major factor, but also manufacturing overall has been improving, and we're a very manufacturing-intensive state. If we look at Michigan's employment, April 2012 relative to a year ago, we gained 1.5% jobs, 59,000, about 44,000 were in manufacturing, 44% due to manufacturing, 33% due to professional business services, and then about 24% of that increase was due to health services.
When we talk about the PPT, there obviously is going to be some challenges. There's a lot of municipalities are afraid they're going to lose some revenue. Do we know what percentage that these municipalities are going to lose?
Well, that tax is very different depending on the local unit you're talking about. And it also depends on what the state legislature and governor decide to ultimately enact. But some local units are more heavily rely on it than others.
All right. And as we let you go here, the additional funding, when are we going to know how that gets dispersed? Like, who's going to get more and how much?
That would be when the legislature and the governor decide to enact something.
All right, we've been talking with Rebecca Ross, who's a senior economist for the Michigan House Fiscal Agency. Rebecca, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.